Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Chris Evans.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate. My name is Chris Evans. Today I have the Blood Connection in here, Donna Ehrlich, the Director of Marketing. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. And you have brought Tara Strange with your Promotions and Public Relations Department. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you both for coming. I'm going to start with a question that I normally start with, which is what do you do and who do you do it for? Blood Connection, I imagine, is one of the more recognizable names around the Upstate, but still for people who haven't heard of you or aren't familiar, tell us what you do.
Well, we certainly hope you've heard of us.
Sure.
We started.
I have.
Yes, good. Of course you have. But we started in the Upstate. We've been here for 56 years, and we are the community blood center for the entire Upstate. We collect blood from, you know, our friends and neighbors in the community, and then we also provide 100% of the blood to all of the hospitals in the Upstate.
And you were telling me about this earlier, and I know that a lot of people are going to recognize GHS, for example, St. Francis, things like that, and you guys provide blood to them. But you recently told me about a new addition to your blood recipient family.
We're excited that beginning in December, we will be adding AnMed Health to part of our blood collection, blood connection family. Traditionally, they have had their own blood center, but beginning in December, their blood center will close, and the Blood Connection will now be responsible for taking care of all of Anderson County and Abbeville County.
Wow. So how is that going to affect? I know, again, having been in your centers and donated a number of times, I know that you guys are constantly under a need for blood supplies, whether it's whole blood, whether it's platelets, whether it's plasma. Everything that you guys collect typically doesn't stay on the shelves very long. I mean, it doesn't have a long shelf life to begin with, but even that doesn't get reached because it turns around and goes out so quickly. How is this new partnership with AnMed going to affect your demand?
Well, we're taking on the responsibility of two AnMed hospitals,
right,
and then there are three other hospitals that AnMed had previously provided blood for.
Okay.
So it increases our hospital customers. But we're also opening up to all of the generous donors who had been donating for AnMed. So we welcome them to donate. All of the organizations, companies, churches, schools that had previously hosted blood drives with them can now donate with the Blood Connection.
That's a really good point. I guess I hadn't thought about it that way. And this may be news for some people listening down in the Anderson area. If you used to donate at or still do, I guess, until December 14th, you said, that they're going to be closing their own blood collection facility. Mm-hmm. If you donate there, you're going to want to learn about the Blood Connection because that's going to be your new donation center.
And we've been their neighbor all along.
Oh, sure.
So I think most people still know who we are.
Yeah.
I think this is just it's exciting because this is what we specialize in. We've been doing blood collection, testing, you know, and serving the hospitals for so long that it's just adding to our one big happy family of saving lives in the community and all of the Upstate.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Tara, I ran into you the first time several months ago when you were preparing a night at the the Greenville location on Woodruff Road to benefit the Cancer Survivors Park Alliance, which, again, listeners to this program are going to recognize.
Yes.
And this was – I thought it was interesting, not just because I've talked to Kay Roper a number of times and to see you guys collaborating on that kind of stuff, but it also really kind of brought to light the people who receive the blood that you collect, the blood products that mm-hmm. you collect, that we don't necessarily think of right off the top of our head.
Right. We were really excited to have the opportunity to work with them and showcase their artwork and artistry through the eyes of cancer patients, survivors, or those who unfortunately did lose their life to cancer,
mm-hmm.
But to raise awareness and to share their story. That was really a great opportunity, and we were excited to have that. And with the relationship for our centers, our donation centers, you know, we briefly talked about how we always mention that our cancer patients are like our silent recipients,
mm-hmm.
because people don't really associate that. Most of the time, whenever people think of blood donation and things like that, they think of the trauma situations or the unexpected events, whereas majority in a lot of our blood collections, it goes to our cancer patients or those with other illnesses or diseases, immune deficiencies, and things of that nature who have to receive these different products very frequently, more than people even understand, in order to give them, you know, a chance at life. In retrospect of our cancer patients, you know, majority of our platelet donations, that's going to a cancer recipient so that they can make it through their chemotherapy. Because as everyone knows, chemo breaks our bodies down and really destroys a lot. So they have to have other products put back into them in order to reproduce those different functions that they need to make it through even just their chemotherapy in general, and hopefully, you know, see the better days of being in remission.
Well, and I imagine it presents a different situation for you because, like those trauma victims that you're talking about, somebody goes to the ER, they've, you know, I don't know, blown up their hand with a firework or you know, fallen off the ladder and impaled themselves on something. They're losing blood rapidly. The doctors in the ER are going to want to give them blood because they're losing it and replace it. But that trauma is going to be over relatively quickly.
That's right.
One way or the other.
Right.
I mean,
to
be fair, they're either going to fix the problem or not. And the need for blood is going to end, you know, at that point. Cancer patients, I mean, cancer lasts months, if not years, you know, even. And they're going to need blood transfusions frequently over a long period of time. That's got to increase the demand on your services.
Yes, it increases hugely. And you being a platelet donor, you're very familiar with the process. You know, it takes more time for you to do it. We can only collect it at one of our donation centers.
Right.
It's not something that we can do on our mobiles due to the time constraints of the FDA requirements in that process. So, you know, that's even a harder battle to get people through our doors, is because we're asking them to take, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours out of their day just for that particular donation. And then again, the shelf life for that donation is even shorter than for a whole blood donation. So there's that. And like we talked about before, as soon as we collect this product, it's pretty much in our hospitals. After testing and everything, it's right into our local community hospitals so that it's there for our cancer patients. You know, we're seeing cancer patients increase, so then we're having to have more donations. So it's just raising awareness and letting the community know that there is that different donation type. It's not just a whole blood donation.
Right.
Blood products are used all realms of our life. It's not just that trauma or a surgery or unexpected event. There are people that are day to day that require it, whether they have low iron or a cancer patient, a sickle cell patient. There's all different kinds of variations of people who need blood products every day, that even with advancements of science, there's no way to produce or chemically make blood products. You know, it's all our volunteer donors, which we're very, very appreciative of.
Right. Tara has brought up a number of things that I wanted to touch on, Donna, and I'm going to throw it to you because I want to kind of run the gamut here. She's brought up the types of donations that you take, the different locations that people can make donations. Let's start there. You mentioned the centers, Tara. Donna, talk about, again, the familiarity that people do have with the blood connection is probably going to be with your mobile units and the blood drives that you do all over the place. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, we operate, just because we provide blood to the hospitals, we operate much like the hospitals. We basically never close. We're open 7 days a week. We have 8 donor centers, 7 throughout the upstate and in western North Carolina. And then we have, I think it's over 20 blood mobiles now.
Wow.
So we will come to you with a blood mobile. But we did do that to make it convenient. I mean, we can't even begin to name the countless number of churches and businesses and schools and just groups that host blood drives as a way of giving back to the community. And then our donor centers. So you can donate a blood mobile. You can just donate what we call whole blood. That's just what you traditionally
bleed
think
into
of.
A bag, and
you
that's
bleed
it.
Into a bag. And then the donor centers is the more specialized. It's also referred to as apheresis products, which is the plasma and the platelets.
And this is actually this is the process that I do, because the different types of blood kind of
dictate what product you should donate.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I am AB negative, and I know that is it's among the universal recipients. I think
for plasma.
Yes.
AB positive, I guess, is the universal recipient for all blood.
No, O negative is the universal blood type for donors.
Okay.
For recipients.
For donors.
If you're an O negative donor, that
yes,
you have
you
the
can,
universal
you
blood
can
type.
Give
so
to
anyone
anybody.
Can receive O negative.
Right.
And then AB plasma is the universal plasma.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But AB, yours is as
right.
well for all products.
And I want to talk about this process, the apheresis process, because it's interesting. As far as my arm is concerned, it's virtually the same. You know,
right,
you stick
yes.
a needle in it and I start bleeding mm-hmm. into a bag. But it goes into this machine and gets separated.
Mm-hmm.
And you take the specific products that you need, the plasma or the platelets, which have different applications, as Tara was talking mm-hmm. about in trauma situations mm-hmm. or in cancer patients or really any kind of patient that needs a blood supply. And then the rest of it, you just put back.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go about my merry way.
And it's still just the one needle. And that technology has progressed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It used to be there were two needles,
mm-hmm. Yep.
one that took it out, one that put it back.
Right.
And now it's just the one needle. And like Tara said, it takes a little bit more time because you've got to let the machine spin it down,
yeah.
separate the products. But that's why we provide such a comfortable environment
yes.
in our centers. You know, we try to make them as spa-like as possible without the hot stones and the,
right.
scented oils.
The
but
mimosas.
We
have a hot blanket.
We have warm blankets. We have Netflix.
That's true. And that's the other thing that I wanted to talk about. It does take a little bit longer depending upon what kind of donation you're making. Whole blood is pretty quick, 10, mm-hmm. 15 minutes maybe, and you're finished.
Max.
Yeah. And I remember the first time – you guys will probably laugh at me for this. The first time I ever donated blood, I was in college, and they were doing a blood drive. You
mm-hmm.
know, you guys had shown up on campus, and mm-hmm. And I had always been afraid to donate blood. My mother did it, but my dad was –
It's the fear of the unknown.
He was queasy at the sight of blood.
Mm-hmm.
And I always kind of thought that I was too. And then
mm-hmm.
I realized that I had never tried it and I ought to at least try it. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to go down there. There's this blood drive. I'm going to do it. Plus, you guys were paying off library fines. And that too.
There's always an incentive.
Might have been a factor. but I went down there and I got screened and I sat in the bed and they poked my arm and I bled into a bag. And then they said, here's some ginger ale and some cookies and take it easy and eat well at your next meal and don't do any heavy lifting or exercise or anything
mm-hmm.
like that. And so I got on my bike and rode back to my dorm and ran up two flights of stairs to go to my room.
Yikes.
And it's funny because anybody that works at the Blood Connection that I tell this story to makes exactly the same face that you two just made. And I got to my room and I said, I think I should sit down.
Uh-huh.
So it's an experience. And then after I was okay. Let me just finish mm-hmm. the story that way. I sat
That's
down
a
for a few minutes
story.
And
I
was like, oh, maybe they were right. I should take it easy. And I took it easy and then I was fine. But afterwards I discovered that I was AB negative and you guys really need that for mm-hmm. the apheresis donations.
Mm-hmm.
It's
That's
easy
right.
to give whole blood. The apheresis donation does take longer. But you guys are so accommodating
mm-hmm.
about it. I mean, like you said, you've got Netflix. You get to sit in front of this personal screen. You get mm-hmm. to pick whatever mm-hmm. you want to watch. They'll bring you popcorn. They'll bring you snacks. They'll bring you drinks. They'll
mm-hmm.
bring you a hot blanket, like you mentioned. I mean, the staff. Let's talk about the staff over there.
Yes.
Staff is just fantastic.
It's family. It's just a family because we recognize what a selfless act it is of our donors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just part of our way of being so appreciative for the community that helps us serve patients right
yeah.
here. And, I mean, we love our staff, but we love hearing stories. You know our staff by name.
Right?
We love that. We love that because, you know, that's what brings people in, too, is because they want to go back to see, you know, Sonia or,
right.
you know, someone. And that's why, you know, our donor centers, obviously we have wonderful staff on our mobiles as well, but the donor centers, we want you to feel like you're part of this club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that it's welcoming and that you can't wait to come back. And then you think, oh, yeah, I'm sticking a needle in my arm, mm-hmm. but I can't wait to go see him.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to, you know, you're kind of pampered.
Well, it is. You guys kind of make it an event,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it really is special. You mentioned the selflessness of the donation. And that's part of the reason that I do it personally. Mm-hmm. I consider it kind of a civic duty,
yes.
you know, like volunteering or I never
like
served
voting.
In the military, you know, voting. Yeah. We recently had an election and voter turnout apparently was a big deal this time around. But it's something that you can do to serve your community
mm-hmm.
the way that you would go volunteer at a library or mm-hmm. or something mm-hmm. like that. And that's a speak to that just for a minute, Tara, in regards to somebody who maybe hasn't donated yet and is considering making a donation.
Yes. We like to look at it and talk about how, you know, coming out and donating blood, like you said, like a civic duty and a selfless way to give back to your community. And we've all talked about how, you know, you may not be able to give back a monetary value or something to an organization, but you really want to. And that's where, you know, we really can come in and help with that internal feeling of giving back because it takes nothing but yourself to yeah. come on and give blood. Whether it be the whole blood donation or a apheresis donation. So just walking in, all you have to have is your photo ID. Blood donor requirements is you have to be at least 16 years old with a parental consent, 17 years old without, and then you have to weigh at least 110 pounds and just feeling healthy and well. We are upon right. the allergy flu season. So this is, you know, we're running into our difficult time for blood collection simply because of the cold weather and colds in general. So you definitely want to make sure that you feel healthy and well. You're not coming down with anything or not on an antibiotic for an infection. And pretty much all other medications that people take on a day-to-day basis, for the most part, it's okay and it's safe for you to donate blood. There's a lot of misconceptions about that, like as far as blood pressure, cholesterol, and even down to like personal things of like tattoos and things of that nature. But the FDA is always working and evolving with the rules and laws of blood collections. So a lot of that stuff is okay. We always check, you know, do the mm-hmm. mini physical to make sure that your heart rate, your blood pressure, your temperature are all within the safe range for you to safely donate blood so that we meet those requirements. So that's always a case and factor. We always ask, especially for first-time donors, to eat really well beforehand, mm-hmm. not only after, but also before, and then just drinking lots of water. That helps tremendously with donation, whether that be whole blood or apheresis donation. Water, water, water. it's the complete opposite. We have so many people come through the doors who are like, oh my goodness, the nurses or for whatever, when they took my blood, they'd had a horrible experience. They couldn't find their veins, et cetera, et cetera. But the thing with us is this is what our phlebotomists, this is what they do all day, every day. Mm-hmm. There's no break in between. They're not going to do different things in their field. It's they're collecting blood. So they're sticking a needle in someone's arm, you know, up to 8 hours, 12 hours in a day. And also a different thing is we want you to have eight and drink lots of water. Whereas yeah. if you're going to the doctor to have tests done, you're fasting. Or if you're at the hospital, you're sick.
Right.
Which can cause it to be difficult for you to find your veins. So if you've never donated before, like you mentioned, you know, you didn't know what to expect. The fear of the unknown, that's a very common deterrent from donating blood is they just are, I'm scared. I don't know what to do. And we just ask that you just kind of dig deep and think about it.
Yeah.
And like you said, you gave it one try and look at you today.
Yeah.
You know, you're a dedicated apheresis donor. So.
Well, you guys are persistent too.
Yeah, we are.
We are.
Yeah. Well, that's because the need is so strong.
Yeah.
And, you know, people's lives depend on this. So, you know, if you never have again, just come out, give it a try. A lot of it's more mental than a
yeah.
physical pain.
You know what? That's a really good point because that was the thing for me. That was the reason that I hadn't done it for so long until I was in college. I thought it was going to be worse than it was.
Right.
And nobody likes getting stuck.
No.
I understand that. You guys, I mean, you talk about your phlebotomists, and that's a word that I've learned. Phlebotomists, people who take your blood.
Yes.
that this is their dedicated job. They don't do anything else. And just in the screening processes and donations that I've made, I've struck up conversations and asked people typically how long they've been doing this. And they've been there, I mean, years, dozens mm-hmm. of years mm-hmm. sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really impressive that that you got people there that long. But you don't my point is that they're very good.
Yes,
they're very good. They're very experienced. Like I said, nobody likes getting stuck, but it's really not that big a deal.
Right.
And then once you do – it's over and you just mm-hmm. you just make your donation.
And that's one of, you know, for first-time donors, like you said, most people, they get more worked up about it.
Yeah.
And then once it's done, you know, it's
yeah.
like, oh, you know, that was nothing.
Well, and I've learned that it helps to relax, even
yes.
sitting in the chair. I mean, you
yes.
know that it's coming and you think it's going to hurt. But if you relax a little bit, you can barely feel it.
Yeah.
If you tense up, that's when it hurts.
And I think not to carry it too far in the direction, but you know, we sometimes get caught up in it day to day. Oh, needle in my arm,
right?
But you stop and think of mm-hmm. that cancer patient who's receiving it. has to have a needle in their arm. In their arms. All day long.
Probably more than
for
one.
Different, yeah. Yeah. And I think when you put it that way, a perspective of actually why you're really doing this, mm-hmm. it's just a small, you know, stick compared to the opportunity of life and better health and another birthday, another Christmas. Mm-hmm. Another week
it's
with
like a humbling
family
experience, almost.
It really is. You know, I feel like it's a civic duty while I'm sitting in that chair that I'm doing something for the community that they can all benefit from.
And it's an amazing, like Tara said, you know, all you need is yourself.
Yeah.
It's an amazing superpower we all
and
have.
I know.
It's just a matter of whether you choose to unleash it.
And that's what I wanted to talk about was we talk on this program, and I'm going to ask you before we run out of time about donation opportunities, donations other than blood, and volunteer opportunities. But if you don't have money to make a donation and you don't have time to come volunteer, you know, for half a day or whatever – you can make a blood donation in a few minutes and you don't need any money. And it's something your body makes anyway.
Yeah. And I mean, and it's also, you know, some people cannot give blood. Some people either physically or just mentally, like they can't do it. And, you know, that person who goes in the doctor's office and passes out at just a little bit of blood, we don't want you to donate blood because we want you to have a good experience. So we also have, you know, our blood donor advocates who are hosting blood drives for us. So it's not only just our blood donors that are awesome and amazing in our community. It's our sponsorship organizations, different individuals who have us come out to their community events or their job or church anywhere, you know, and helping us out and recruiting those donors to help us, you know, get those blood donations and get our inventory up to, in order to service our hospitals here in the community.
And in case you needed another reason to go and donate, I understand you guys have a giveaway of some sort coming up.
We do. We're calling it our winter giveaway.
Okay.
It starts December 2nd. And it's available in all of our donor centers for all donors.
Okay.
And so everyone who donates is entered to win. And we will draw one winner for each donor center each week. And the winner can choose between the new PlayStation, Xbox One X, I believe it is, an Apple Watch, or a Visa gift card.
So good gifts here.
So it's awesome.
We're not talking about a cup and a T-shirt.
No.
But it's a great big thank you to the donors because hitting December starts one of our more difficult times of the year. So it's just our way of saying thank you. And, you know, we
trying to make it fun.
Making it a fun event.
So if people have been convinced now and they want to come and make a donation, they should go to the website, thebloodconnection.org.
Yes.
And you can find locations where they can make donations, mobile locations, center locations, other opportunities for volunteering and things like that.
Yeah. Our website's a great tool for you to use to find, you know, like you mentioned, a mobile drive, a center location, also some educational information if you are that first-time donor and you're like, what to expect and what exactly is the process, as well as there's a tab for you to, if you're interested in hosting a blood drive, where we can you can submit your contact information and we'll be excited to get back in touch with you to follow up with that. So, yes, our website is a great tool. Like you mentioned, thebloodconnection.org. That's a great resource. Social media, you can direct message us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So that's out there as well. We try to be out there in the community and making it easy, accessible. So we are here.
Well,
we
I got to say, you do a good job doing that. Again,
thank you.
Once again, the website, thebloodconnection.org. You can go on there. Find information about getting in touch with the Blood Connection to make whatever kind of donation you would like, whether of your blood, of your money, or your time. Donna Ehrlich, Director of Marketing, and Tara Strange from the Promotions and Public Relations Department have been my guests today. Thank you very much, ladies,
for
being here.
Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. I'm Chris Evans, and this has been Focus on the Upstate.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Chris Evans. If you would like more information on today's topic, email Chris at cevans@intercom.com.